USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee is holding a hearing on Wednesday discussing police practices and law enforcement accountability. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan is blasting his colleagues on the other side of the aisle for not speaking out regarding defunding the police.
They know it is pure insanity to defund the police. And the fact that my Democrat colleagues won't speak out against this crazy policy is just that frightening. Think about what we've heard in the last few weeks. Heard the mayors of our two largest cities, Mayor Garcetti, said he wants to defund the police. The mayor of New York says he wants to defund the police.
The Trump administration is opposing a Democratic proposal to extend a $600 a week federal unemployment benefit approved in the response to the coronavirus pandemic. Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia saying it was necessary at the time, but is no longer needed as the economy begins to recover. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and you just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is speaking out regarding the dismissal of an inspector general. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a story.
Former State Department Inspector General Steve Linnick recently ousted from that position by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Today, Pompeo says it was a mistake to keep Linnick in the position for as long as he did.
Steve Linnick was a bad actor in the Inspector General office here. He didn't take on the mission of the State Department to make us better.
This comes after Linnick told Congress last week that before he was ousted, he had informed at least three top aides to Pompeo that he was reviewing the Secretary of State and his wife's use of government resources.
The latest Zogby poll says President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden are tied at 46% each, with some 8% remaining unsure of who they'll vote for. Pollster Jonathan Zogby saying we might be in for a long night come Election Day. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
An Idaho man was taken into custody after a gruesome discovery was made. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more on the story.
There was a grisly discovery at the home of the Idaho man who's married to a woman whose two children have been missing for months. Rexburg Assistant Police Chief Gary Hagen.
The investigators and detectives have recovered what's believed to be human remains that are not identified at this time. I do want to add that Chad Daybell, who resides at that residence, has also been taken into custody for questioning.
Daybell is the husband of Lori Vallow, whose two children have been missing since September. Vallow has been in custody since March, after she was extradited from Hawaii. She faces multiple charges, including two felony counts of desertion and non-support of children. Vallow and Daybell were married in Kauai, Hawaii, on November 5th. They returned there on December 1st. Vallow moved to Idaho from Arizona a couple of months before police began searching for her children. Daybell's ex-wife, Tammy Daybell, was found dead in her home in mid-October. Also, Vallow's estranged husband was shot and killed in July during a fight with her brother in Arizona right before she moved.
NASCAR drivers will be firing up their engines at Martinsville Speedway on Wednesday night. Green flag waves at just after 7:20 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.